Let's see number 717. I learned with a much older and experienced Talmud Chacham, Bechavrusa, and we were learning in a Sivas HaMishpat, and he read between the lines and saw so much more from the Sivas than I did. Once he pointed it out, I was able to see he was clearly right in everything he envisioned. This happens all the time with many Svarim we learn. How do I get to this Madrega? As this guy says, I'm also sitting here learning the Sivas, and I basically get the main point that he's saying, but I don't get every little point that he said. This guy was able to see much more, partially because he's a serious lamdan. How do you get there? I'll tell you, it's very simple. Very simple. You just got to do one thing, and if you're there, when you learn the Sivas, you'll see as much as this Chavrusa sees or more. Very simple. If you are prepared to drink the water that the Nesivus washed his feet in after walking in the mud for 10 hours, and prepared to drink that water as invigorating and pure, and with the time, then you're going to understand the Nesivus as good as your Chavrusa is going to say it. If you understand what it means to be Misabek Ba'afa Chagleim, and the mud from the Sirius's feet, that water is to you refreshing and invigorating, then you're going to know the Sirius. It's very easy. You just have to be holding by that. Most people, most even by Taylor that learn the Sirius, they're not interested in what the Sirius has to say. They're looking for their little knage and just sort of gliding over it. This Chavrusa apparently has his ear cocked to hear what Dr. Nesivus. How did he learn this sukkah? What is his insight? And he believes that Nesivus knows Leinav better than him. He's not just looking at it that's not his attitude. This person is being misabek ba'afa ragli and Nesivus. That's what he's doing. You are not. And there's a very simple way to do it. If Pashut have to be Misabek Ba'av Ha'aglev, you have to learn a Chibur like the Nesivus with a Gevaldik is Batlus. That doesn't mean you're not allowed to think Zich. Abraham Elojan Shreibt in Ruach Haim Dvon Ploy. He says, Chayovim Onu Loses Doifi B'Devreim in the Sforum from the Achoinim Sheyesh B'Odeinu Chayovim Onu Loses Doifi B'Devreim. But you don't start with the Doifi. You start finding out what's Zokta, what's Meitav, what's Trachta, what's he by running here with this word? What's he by running? Oh, the Madura Basil is a Pesanocha Shtikla he added over here. What did he want? After you hear this year and you absorb this year and you drank the waters, those pure waters from what I was talking before, then Avada Chayub Mona lost his Doifi B'Devorov. See a little problem in it, be Meir in it, Evshanandim Malach. But this is what it is. I'm reminded of that somebody asked the Chiddush Yerim, like, how is it that Tzadikim know? Just a simple type of question and a simple type of answer. How is it that Tzadikim always know if this is not kosher? Like, there were so many Tzadikim doing this all that just didn't touch something that was put in front of them, and they later found out there was Nishal B'Chochem on this Shaila, and they had that meaning not to eat something that was but there was some shayla on the kashrus, and they just weren't touching it, even though this was served, and usually they ate what they were served. And like, so they asked the Chiddush Yerim, how does he know? How do you get that ruhak? And he said, it's very simple, I'll tell you. He said, like he was even surprised asking. If you have it in you that you'd rather die choking over that piece of food rather than get it down into your stomach, if you'd rather die, then you'll know memela, don't worry about it. And he looked at it like it wasn't even a big madrigas. That's how he looked at it. If you so don't want to eat something treif to the point that you'd rather drop dead choking over it than getting into your stomach, then eat memelevis. And I think somebody asked the Beis Halevi something similar, but like, how does the Tzadikim always know that guy's still an apostle of kasha? The Beis Halevi like said, "What, you don't know?" And Vibaldiana was a kasha. He said, "Okay, come into the room, I'll tell you." And he told him, I don't know what he told him in the room. But I'm just saying, it usually has to do with human drinking and human seer snappish. So if you want to know how do you get to see in a Nesivus or a Rebbe Kvega or a Ktez or a Grach or whatever piece of literature that's worthy of learning, how do you get to see it all is only Pasha B'Dis Batlus and being Misabek Ba'afar HaGleim. You're not just looking for your silly knage and just to make the Nesivus a Deichi to bring out your Teretz. I mean, the whole thing is just like, you know, yeah. So that's probably what that older Chavrusa, I would have to meet this guy to see it. But Everyone should just find out who this serious Talmud Chacham is and just watch him learn, because that sounds like a chavaya to watch him learn. Does anyone know what this modern Israeli word chavaya means? Chavaya means experience. There are some people, when you see them learning, it's part of chavaya to see what they're learning. Many people know that when you see Yenim davening, it's a chavaya. That usually for me is not much of a chavaya. I don't know what's going on through his mind that much. And it's not the shuckling in the faces that does it to me. Even if he can turn red in the face, that doesn't talk to me that much. But some people, when I see they're learning, I see that there's battles to the limut. That's one thing you can see. You can see how driven they are to figure this out. They're like a tiger going after a piece of meat, like which is a tremendous drive. They're very aimed. You just see that kind of focus. And that's a chavaya to see those kind of people learn. So this person apparently has them. When he opens the receivers, how much of his metzias is focused and concentrating on hearing what's being said? How is he listening? There's so many metzias, how much he listens. If he was able to pick up between the lines what the receivers didn't even officially mean to say, it was just nikim b'tevor, what he said, how he learned the sugya, then this guy is obviously has his ear cocked very clearly to ha-chayrev, to hear what's going on. So Rabbi said, you go to Lisa, find the offer that the receivers walked around in, and get a hold of that, and squeeze it, and have all the timing like the moon. And then you'll know exactly what the receivers wants.